With us now is Christy Bardell. She is the Managing Director of the Louisiana Public Health Institute. This organization is involved in many matters, but it's involved in educating young people about sex education, which is a sensitive topic in these times. But Christy, you're on the front lines. How's it going?
Thank you for having me. While we're on the front lines of really trying to educate around sex education, we're currently trying to assess and talking with young people around the needs and how to continue to be engaged in sex education during COVID.
Now, are the legislators in Louisiana, are they in line, or do they oppose any kind of education for young people about sex?
Well, over the last couple of years, we have tried to mandate sex education in Louisiana going through the legislatures. However, we haven't been successful. We've done some research as well to really show Louisiana residents how important it is for sex education and really get a better gauge from residents on whether or not they support comprehensive sex education.
Now, we mentioned Governor Foster. When he was governor, he was pushing abstinence. Is that really a practical way to approach this when we know that young people are bound to have sex?
I think that abstinence has been, well, I know that abstinence, the research has shown that it has not been effective. It's not effective in reducing sexually transmitted infections or teen pregnancy, while on the other hand, research has shown that when you have medically accurate, age-appropriate sex education that also talks about contraceptive use, that that has been proven to reduce sexually transmitted diseases and teen pregnancy. I think that that's the best route to go. It's the most cost-effective route to go in the state of Louisiana.
We're visiting with Christy Bardell. She is the Managing Director of the Louisiana Public Health Institute, involved in adolescent sex education, a topic that is taboo in some quarters. Many people don't believe kids ought to be instructed about the do's and don'ts at all, but you're of the mind that it helps far more than it hurts, aren't you?
Yes, and I think it's important for individuals to know that when we talk about sex education in a comprehensive sense, it also talks about healthy relationships, communication, consent, and really how to set boundaries. And I think that this conversation is so timely, especially as we're in the midst of National Domestic Violence Month.
Well, what about accessibility? And obviously, some people have two parents in a home, and presumably at some point they talk to their kids about these sensitive matters, but others don't have that luxury. Does that make a difference?
I think for equity purposes, it's important for us to really have sex education be in a system such as schools so all young people can have access. When we did research over the last 2 years, it has shown that parents overwhelmingly support sex education, regardless of their religious beliefs and political affiliation.
All right. We have a listener asking about the paucity of abortion availability in Louisiana. We only have a few clinics still operating. Is that a concern or is that okay?
For us, we're really focused on making sure that we have sex education to prepare young people so they can have access and information around accessing contraceptives. That's the key important solution to address teen pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, when you look at our state, we have a high rate, as we know, of illegitimate births or births without parents being married, and we have a high rate of sexually transmitted diseases. For those who would like more information beyond what we're discussing today, how do they contact your organization, Christy?
They can contact us by accessing us on our website at gotalk.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, or they can reach us at lphi.org as well.
lphi.org. Any parting thoughts?
The biggest thing is that I really would like to leave the audience with just this last thing, that it's really important for us to communicate with parents, educators, and government officials, because we have seen that comprehensive sex education is effective, and really educating people that this is the easiest and least expensive remedy.
Christy Bardell, Managing Director of Louisiana Public Health Institute, LPHI.org. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. And come Wednesday, we will have a vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee, and the current vice president, Mike Pence, former congressman, former governor of the great state of Indiana. This one's in Utah, a solidly Republican state, but represented by Mitt Romney, who voted to impeach the president, voted to convict the president on articles of impeachment from the House. Here's a soundbite from 32 years ago tonight, when Dan Quayle debated Lloyd Benson. Dan Quayle running with George Bush, Lloyd Benson running with Michael Dukakis. And to show you how vice presidential candidates rarely make a difference, Benson won that debate going away, but Dukakis only carried 10 states. And here's how Lloyd Benson answered a statement by Dan Quayle, which the then 41-year-old senator from Indiana compared himself to John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
I have far more experience than many others that sought the office of vice president of this country. I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration if that unfortunate event would ever occur.
Senator Benson.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Well, Lloyd Benson won the debate. Fortunately for him, he was able to run at the same time for re-election as a senator from Texas. He won that election, but Dukakis got his clock cleaned in Texas by George Herbert Walker Bush. 32 years ago tonight. Where does the time go? Tonight, actually this afternoon, 4 o'clock at the Burden Center, the mayoral candidates will square off in a debate, and we are 29 days away from the Baton Rouge mayor's race, the election between the incumbent, Sharon Weston Broom, seeking a second term, and her 5 main challengers will be on the stage with her this afternoon at the Burden Center off Essen Lane. Steve Carter, Denise Marcel, Eric Gayrard, Jordan Piazza, and Matt Watson, they'll all be there. And yours truly will be the moderator, so it should be interesting. Over the weekend, Bob Gibson, the great Hall of Fame pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, died at the age of 84. He battled pancreatic cancer. What a man. The youngest of 7 children. He played for the Harlem Globetrotters, averaged 20 points a game as a basketball player at Creighton. And in the World Series, he won 7 times, lost 2, and in 9 starts, he pitched 81 innings and struck out 92. So you can see that he was a man who went the distance and led an amazing life on the diamond. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana. Stay safe and stay tuned.